Six Nations Elected Council approved the filming of a 45-minute play being conducted by the Canadian Centre for Rural Creativity. The filming is part of the Community Play Project and will happen at Chiefswood Park and the Pauline Johnson Museum located inside the park as well as on the Grand River. Filming will take place November 12th and 13th. Peter Smith, executive and creative director for the Canadian Centre for Rural Creativity, spoke on the proposal presented to Six Nations Elected Council and some of the people currently working with Smith on the project.
The proposal is that on November the 12th and 13th, which is a Saturday and Sunday, we do a walkabout in Chiefswood Park. So I've been working with some folks from Six Nations, Jackie Jameson, at Six Nations Tourism, also Tanis Hill and Heather over at Six Nations Polytechnic, and Ellie Joseph with the Two Row Wampum. And I went on the Two Row Wampum this summer, and it was an extraordinary experience. And a lot of these ideas that are coming forward were experienced during the paddle of the Grand River.
Smith talked about a dragonfly art display that will be included during filming and offer virtual stories for those attending.
And we're working with a technology company called XR, and so Jackie has also worked with them, and they're developing an art installation that is going to be a 6-foot by 6-foot dragonfly. And what will happen on the dragonfly will have two screens, and there will be a series of sounds, songs, stories, images by people interacting. They just press these buttons and up will come these minute and a half long experiences of and on the Grand River.
He also talked about the hope to build this play into a bigger project on the Community Play Project.
So the Community Play Project is an inclusive, interdisciplinary experience. It brings people together, as I said. It could be done in dance. It could be done in music. It could be done in storytelling, in theater. There's many different ways to do it. But this particular project will run, as I'm imagining it now, the length of the river. But the teaser begins with the first step, which is the proposal before you tonight, which is to start in Chiefswood Park. And really, that is the beginning of where we want to get to.
Smith then ended the presentation with a quote, which recognizes the importance of storytelling and how it can connect people to the past.
To restore any place, we must also begin to restory it, to make it the lesson of our legends, festivals, and seasonal rites. Story is the way we encode deep-seated values within our culture. Ritual is the way we enact them. We must ritually plant the cottonwood and willow poles in winter in order to share the sounds of the vermilion flycatcher during the rites of spring. By replenishing the land with our stories, we let the wild voices around us guide the restoration we do. The stories will always outlast us. I believe that, and I also think the Community Play Project is something that can do that, having been through two before. So, with respect, we put the proposal together. It is working with partners in Six Nations. This is done respectfully. We are finding our way in art as in creativity. You walk into the darkness. You bring light with you, and then you find the stories that are there.
Chief Mark Hill talked about the play and how he felt it was a creative way to explain and detail some of the issues that go on within First Nations communities across the country.
Just to start, Peter, again, it sounds like you've already connected with some great people within our community. I know Ellie Joseph has done a huge amount of work with multiple partners with Two Row on the Grand, and the importance of what the Two Row on the Grand means, in which is really even shedding light even further to our land claims, which is, again, the Haldimand Tract, you know, the 6 miles on each side of the river. So there's a lot that is into when it comes into play when we talk about the Two Row on the Grand, and we just talk about the Two Row Wampum in general. And so it's nice to hear how you're getting creative in that way. And one of the key words there, key phrase that you had mentioned in relation to, you know, giving the river, the hearing the voice of the river, the water. I think that stood out to me the most in terms of, you know, what does that mean and what does that look like? As you know, even with water issues across the territory, not on just Six Nations, but within this country, when it comes to First Nations communities and really the lack of access to clean drinking water and so forth, and the challenges we have on that front.
Chief Hill also spoke on the importance of educating allies and non-Indigenous people on the importance that the Grand River means to the Six Nations community.
There's many ways I think that these types of plays and types of creativity can really help us in sharing our message across the board when it comes to these types of these types of initiatives. And I think it's important to highlight these, because I mean, at the end of the day, it's about education. It's about educating our allies, our non-Indigenous population, into what the realities are within our territory and what our people face on a daily basis, and the importance really of the Grand River and what that Grand River signifies and means to our people.
Smith also touched on the importance of making sure cultural values are respected during the filming and making of the play.
Yes, and cultural values, and I'm learning. I'm the first to tell you that it is a learning process that I'm very much into, and what I've been reading in the last year or so, John Mohawk and Noah Shenandoah, lots of wisdom there. That's definitely on our minds.
Six Nations Elected Council approved Smith and the Canadian Center for Rural Creativity to film the 45-minute play on November 12th and 13th.